I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up her vibration. She's giving me the excitation. I'm backing up.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies. And in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, coming to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 21st and 22nd. Go ahead and get on the email list for rhodapsychicfair.com so you can be informed of the ongoing events leading up to the Rhoda Psychic Fair and also be the first to be reminded about the Rhoda Psychic Fair at the Monterey Fairgrounds. In addition, we'll be having a quarterly preview on June 30th in Monterey at the Elks Lodge. Doors open at 7 p.m. and we'll start at 7:30 p.m. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. It's another one of those events that you would be notified about if you get on that email list. So I encourage you to sign up. Well, we are starting into June. We are in the last month of the creative cycle of the year. I'm sure Kirilani will touch on some of that as she does her go with the flow. I'm trying to talk very carefully to keep that dry cough from coming up. But she'll talk about that when she talks about her go with the flow, the creative cycle of the year and moving into the manifesting cycle. And it's a transitional period we're on, and we'll see some of that also in the astrology that's going on right now, which is very, very powerful. As you know, I like to start each show by reading from Day by Day with James Allen. In 1903, he wrote his essay, As a Man Thinketh, taking the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." Our present reality is always a direct outcome of our past thoughts and habits and intentions and beliefs. We framed and created the reality. And if you doubt that, just think how many times you thought to yourself, well, if I don't do this or if I do this, this could be the potential outcome. And we get to that potential outcome anyway. The reason is we are focused on the outcome. You've all experienced the process when somebody said to you, don't think of an elephant. And immediately you have to think of an elephant to not think of an elephant. And you get the outcome that you don't want. It's the same with our lives. We create our reality through what we do, what we project, what we believe, and what we accept into ourselves and express back out. And in Day by Day with James Allen, he shares with us a little segment for each day of the month so that we don't have to go through his whole As a Man Thinketh at any time. We can get a little digestible nugget for each day. And today, the fifth day of the month, he says, read the right books. People are anxious to improve their circumstances, but are unwilling to improve themselves. They therefore remain bound. I want to point something out. In today's day and age, it is really hard to get people to read books. What I mean by that, it's not about listening to an audiobook. It's not about reading something online. It's about reading a book. Now, that's not the same as perhaps reading an ebook or reading a Kindle. That's reading a book. But it's about the act of reading. There is a function that occurs within us that only occurs with reading. It doesn't occur when we see something in a movie or a video or on TV. it only occurs when we actually read and engages parts of our brain that don't otherwise come to life when we're doing, getting information through some other process. So reading a book kind of broadens our way of thinking. It broadens our view of opportunities. It broadens our views of items that are out there. There's a fellow by the name of Charles Tremendous Jones. He was a speaker. And a few years ago, he passed on. But Charles Tremendous Jones told every audience that he ever spoke before that you will be the same person 5 years from now that you are right now, except for the people you meet and the books you read. So what you choose to read, the information you choose to ingest, are going to help create that new person, that different person, excuse me, that more aware person, that more informed person. But if you choose not to do that, you will be the same person you are right now, 5 years from now. One of the ways I try to create a frame for each day is by using the daily word put out by Unity. And they put out these little books that give you also a little reading for each day of the month. And for the 5th of June, it tells us life is a wonder and my heart is full of awe and gratitude. Think of that, because a gratitude practice is what shifts our life more than anything else. No matter what else we think about or we want to focus on, having gratitude for what is present in our life allows our gratitude to expand as more good things become present in our life. Whatever you focus on, that's what you'll receive. And with that, I'm going to move to our segment for today. Kirilani is known as the Bridge of Light. She's an energetic healer, an expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. She's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color. And she provides custom essential oil blends and custom teas and hand-dyed silk scarves to her clients to create unique fusion consultations, empower their personal vibrations, and bring great insights and transformations. She provides a unique Go With The Flow segment on the first Monday of each month right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's welcome Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Hi, Salazar. Thank you for the introduction. And well, here we are. We're already to June, and it has been an amazing fast ride this year. 2017, a year that's all about new beginnings. And when we think about that, if you just look back now, we've had, let's say, since February of the pure energy of 2017 coming in. And we had previews of it in December and January. And I personally feel like it's the fastest year I've ever experienced. So there's a lot going on, a lot of new currents, a lot of shifting energy, a lot of distractions. There's a lot going on. Now, in that relative chaos, there is opportunity. Because the benefit of the energy of this year is it's taking what has been old and rigid and worn out patterns and really breaking all of that up so much that the soil is more open and more receptive for planting your new seeds. It's like taking soil that has been sun-baked for years and years and years till it's rock hard. And then infusing it with lots of spirit, lots of water, and then go in and churn up that soil and prepare it for the next round of planting of the seeds. And isn't that the year that we've had this year? We had unprecedented rains for the first time in years, right? So think of that as the soil of your life. you've now had this infusion of energy coming in this year, of new light, new love, new information coming on the planet. And in doing that, yes, there have been a few, for many of us, little landslides in our life, a little bit maybe flooding in different parts of our life, right? Just like we're seeing out on the Central Coast. So all that is doing is helping us prepare ourselves to accept more new, to allow more to come in, to allow ourselves to choose to be different. Because 2017 is really this year about remodeling ourselves. It's about becoming who we truly are at a higher level that is fueled by limitlessness, that is has so many less constraints than we have ever had in our time in this life or for lifetimes. So here you have that energy going for 2017, starting new things. It's inviting us to look at how we can come back into union, union with our soul, union with the all, seeing ourselves as connected to everyone and everything. So we realize if we hurt ourselves, we hurt the all. If we hurt our planet, we hurt ourselves. That we're all one. That is the message of the year, is to say, are we going to choose union, or are we going to choose to go further into a limitless form of separation and polarization? So each situation that comes up in this year is asking us that fundamental question. What are we willing to change? What are we willing to accept as new? What are we willing to be? And are we going to choose those old patterns that are driven by our ego, that are driven by self-interest, that are driven by seeing ourselves as separate from everyone else and separate from the all, that are driven by judgment, all of those old patterns of the last millennium? Or are we going to choose union and choose love and choose harmony and choose peace and choose inclusion? What are we going to choose? And the first 6 months of the year, as Solazar said, is all about that creative process of selecting the seeds that we're going to plant and to get those seeds put in the ground. So the soil is ready. We just have come out of May, which was a month that was totally devoted to creative self-expression, co-creation with the divine. So we had all this creative juice fueling us to get those seeds into the ground, get them out of the little packets, get them out of the windowsill, and get them in the ground so that they can start to flourish and thrive. So in June, when we hit June every year, it's like taking whatever seeds we've planted, and those seeds represent our dreams, our desires, our goals, our plans, our intentions for ourselves and for this life, for the world, for each other. It's like taking all of those seeds now and putting the richest fertilizer on them in the months of June and July, allowing Miracle-Gro to be fueling them. And how do we nourish those seeds? We nourish them with our love, with our light, with our focus, with our attention, with our choices. So when a situation comes up, it's asking, am I going to vote? Am I going to choose to put my life force in the direction to fuel one of my seeds? Or am I going to put it to fuel one of the weeds that might have gotten planted next to my favorite seeds? Now, June and July represent an interesting opportunity in the year because they carry the same vibration. They represent this bridge between the creation and the manifesting part of the year. And because they carry the same vibration, there's a bit of an overlap of those energies. So you start seeing in June some instant manifestation popping up. You can start seeing what all your thoughts and your dreams and your desires, as well as perhaps your doubts and your fears and your second guessing that have happened throughout this first 6 months of the year, what that starts manifesting to create those little sprouts, those seeds in your garden that have now germinated and are now ready to bloom. So it's a great month, literally and figuratively, to weed out the weeds of your garden. Now, if you're like me, if you go out to the garden and you start weeding, I'm going, oh, anything that's green and pretty, that's probably, you know, a perfectly good plant. And yet, in this year, that's going to be fueling so many new things, it's good to be discerning to say, well, maybe that's actually an invasive plant species that's going to take over everything. Now, maybe that's okay. Maybe you want that. But if you don't, June is your opportunity to say, let me course correct a little bit. Let me adjust what this garden of life is creating. So we have this opportunity in June because it's all about now moving and transitioning from this creative phase into the manifesting. And June starts demanding action. July definitely demands action. It's all about embracing change so that the universe doesn't have to hit you over the head to get your attention. So if I say I want and I desire something in my life, what should we say? Oh, let's say I desire a really wonderful set of relationships with new friends that have the same goals and dreams and desires that I have, right? Well, this is the time to start saying, well, what's my plan of action to be able to start supporting that seed? It's not just sit on the couch and visualize time. It's time to start putting actionable steps into every day. And that will increase as we go into July. But June's going to go really quick. So the sooner we start getting them into practical baby steps that we can take in each day and each moment to fuel each of those seeds, each of those desires with, I'm going to put my passion and my action where, you know, my mouth is. It's easy for us to talk about, well, I want X in my life, but we have to actually do something to allow that to come in. So Janet Connors has a wonderful program called The Lotus and the Lily. Would be a great recommendation for this month to kind of crystallize and clarify what it is that you want to create and what are the conditions or what is the preparations you want to do to make sure that the soil is the fertile soil to put those seeds in. What are the conditions to allow your dreams and desires to grow and thrive? What are the best conditions to allow them to manifest and taking action toward doing those? Now, this is where the year gets interesting because we are in a millennium that's all about relationships and communication and diplomacies. It's about the connection we have with each other. And when we talked about this 1 year, we talked about that interconnectivity that we have. And if our goal, say, is to find our own tribe, then a requisite activity is making yourself available to interact with other people. If you're kind of a hermit and you stay home all the time, unless you're doing this on the internet, you're not making yourself available to have that come into your life. So being willing to get out there and interact with other people, that interaction will drop puzzle pieces into your lap. It will be, how do I answer a question about some part of this puzzle piece that I don't know about. How do I learn more about what it is that I want to create? How do I look and see if there are examples in the world to say, ah, well, there's a model? These types of things help our mind let go of any of the doubts and the fears and the judgments and the buying back those dreams and desires. Because if our mind says, aha, yes, this is possible, yes, this is probable, it is much more likely for it to manifest. So in June, while you still have time in creation, it's a great way to kind of prime the pump for July to say, okay, I am lined up and ready to shoot into July with this propulsion behind me that I'm ready to go with taking action on my dreams. Now, we talked about this being a tremendously fast month, and I like to think of it like if you're river rafting and you're ready to go down a set of Class 5 rapids. If you're in a little kayak, you want to make sure that kayak is pointed downriver, so you're going to be going face first into those rapids. You don't want to be ambling around, being sideways in an eddy when you go to hit the rapids. So that focus and intention of making sure you're lined up exactly where you want to be when you have this big push of momentum that the rapids is going to carry you through in June and July is really a critical element of the month. When we are lining ourselves up, we do that with what do we focus on every day. So in the mornings, get up and say, here are my intentions for the day. Before you go to sleep at night, here are my intentions while I sleep. Because all of this is playing out 24/7, whether you're paying attention or not. And if you're not paying attention, then all of that work we did in May around conscious co-creation, you're not consciously co-creating. You are creating on autopilot, which is going to give you a lot more of what you already have experienced, which in most people's life is less than what they would desire. So the more we can set our intentions, or if we find ourselves complaining about something or talking more about what we don't want, then flip it around and ask yourself, what do I want in this situation? And put that out to the universe. So this is a month to utilize all the creative aspects that you have to work with, working with all five of the elements of earth and fire and air and water and ethers. So whatever represents the earth to you, if you can go out and do work with things like Tai Chi and Qigong, Pilates, yoga, things that really connect your physical body and engage it and use that as part of working with the energy to align your physical body with what it is that you want to create. For fire, aligning with igniting that passion of your heart to allow that desire to really feel, because more than anything, that creates the fuel. We have a gazillion thoughts, right, every day, and they can be all over the map. So the mind is not as directed as the heart can be. And when the heart and mind partner together and you have that passion along with a mental focus that says, I want this bad enough that I'm willing to put all that I am in it. Those are the things where we want to put all of our life force, all of our focus on. Which brings us to the mental body. One of the, what would we say, occupational hazards of June is there is so much change going on. If you look at the news, there's a gazillion things happening out in the world. Most people, when you talk to them about work, there's just stuff flying left and right. there's kids' activities, there's all the kids are getting out of school, there's all these things that very easily can serve as distractions because so much is going on. And yet, if we use this time with our using our mental body to focus on those things that are the most important to us, we will come out of June so much stronger and so much better lined up than if we're going 53 different directions. And in looking at my schedule and calendar for June, it is good guidance back to myself to say, okay, maybe it's time to pare down some of these activities that are low value or no value activities. So we had talked about earlier in the year, if there's ways to simplify your life, if there's things you don't have to do that you can somehow delegate or just quit doing, this is the time to do that so that our energy can go to what is the most important. Now, if we look at some of our vibrational tools that we can work with in June, we've got the colors of pink and raspberry and sepia. For aromatherapy, we have wonderful ones. We have lemon and cardamom. So lemon, when we talked about focus, lemon is the one to use for helping our mind focus and stay on track with what are the things that are most important to us. Cardamom is an oil that helps with our mental perspective on things and to look at situations more objectively and take full responsibility for our lives. Quit blaming other people. Quit getting frustrated with the way things are and put all our energy into what do we want them to be and what are we willing to do about it. So very powerful oils, both of those. Plumeria brings in that energy of love. So if we want to nourish our seeds and our dreams and our desires, using that plumeria is very powerful. Gardenia, another one, it's really a king of flowers. It's a beautiful flower that aligns to purity and love and healing and really kind of spiritual attunement. So part of our creative process in this month is to continue to build off what we did in May of taking all these dreams and desires and uplifting them to the level of our spirit. Let our spirit expand on that dream and desire to help fill in the blanks of what that looks like, feels like, tastes like. So then we also have kumquat, kind of a fun one, and sage. So if you go to Illuminata or to Whole Foods, you can get sage. Some people have it growing in their yard, and use that to kind of cleanse and purify. Because the whole purpose of June is really about expanding our perspective, making space for more new good stuff to come in. It's about growing as a soul and learning. It's really about approaching life as a true adventure instead of, you know, drudgery, honestly. And it's about play. So it's a month to get outside and go play. Let your child out. Let your child say, what does your child desire? What do you want most in this life? And give a little time to that child because that is creating from a place of innocence that we will never create from in our mind. So those are some of the vibrational tools we can work with. And then if we look throughout the month, we've got some special vibrational portal opportunities that we think that folks will want to take advantage of. And we've been talking about these throughout the year because it is this year about new beginnings. We've got a series of these portals of new beginnings on the 4th, on the 13th, and the 22nd. So you might want to mark those on your calendar with a big red star. So the 4th, which was yesterday, but we're still in the influence of that day. the 13th, and the 22nd. Now, all of them represent these portals of new beginning, but the 4th and the 13th are doubly powerful because they're allowing us to connect with that energy of heaven on earth, that really feeling that we get when we go into that one energy so deeply, that I am consciousness, that inner connection with everything, that we suddenly reach this state that is really just such peace and harmony and bliss and love. And then we say, ah, this is heaven on earth. I am heaven on earth. So mark those days so that you can spend some time in meditation, and you can spend some time in nature, whatever for you is heaven. It might be staying snuggled up under the covers with a loved one. It might be sitting there letting your cat lie on your chest and purr until both of your hearts open up. But it comes in that opening our heart more to allow more to come into our life. Now, we have a couple other days that I wanted to also mark. On the 27th, we've got a day of clarity and wisdom. And I think that this is a perfect day. When we talked about getting our kayak lined up before we shoot the rapids, that's your day to make sure that you're all lined up. Your energy is all focused, you're in balance, and you're ready to ride the rapids. We have some other great things happening from a moon point of view. On June 9th, we have a micro moon. Now, you've been hearing the last couple of years about super moons, where the moon appears larger than it normally does because it's closer to the Earth. The micro moon goes the other direction. It's further away. And so we have that full moon starting at 6:09 a.m. on the 9th here in California. And it represents transformation. So we're going in through this cycle of the moons where we've been using the last moon to shine a flashlight in all the areas that need transformation, finding our own little dust bunnies in the closet, finding those dark places that are a little musty and dusty and have baggage still hidden in them. We're illuminating those areas with light so that we can then say, I'm willing to clean those out. Let them go. Let the baggage go. Make more space. Create room for expansion and growth. So very powerful time period. Through this full moon cycle up until the new moon on the 27th. Which actually, interesting, is a super moon for the new moon at 7:30 p.m. So in the middle of this month, we also have the beautiful summer solstice. And solstice is going to be, in California, June 20th at 9:26 p.m. is where we have that full representation of the light. So all of this energy, this infusion of all of this light and love and information on the planet is building up to summer solstice. And so the more we can do to absorb more of that light, this is why the expansion is good, because if we say, what if we could expand in a limitless amount that we never have too much light? We're never overwhelmed with it. We can expand infinitely into that being of light and love. Pretty cool, huh? So that's what opportunity we have all the way up between now and that 20th for the summer solstice, to incorporate as much of that light, to be that light, to be that love, to be the truth. And then we'll be moving back toward our pathway, our passage up to winter solstice, where each day a little less light And as we do that passage, it is our commitment to be that light in the world, to be that balance. So we want to go with the sun as far as we can take it, as expanded into the light as possible, so we can hold more of that light, express and be more of that light in the world as the sun itself follows its own passage. So let's see, Solazar. My goodness, I feel like that's a lot to share, but this is our first month where we're really trying to give people the whole perspective on the month at once, instead of looking at it just week by week. So we have a wonderful month ahead of us, wonderful opportunity to use all of the elements, all of our bodies in this dance of creation for the next number of days. Let's see, how many days? There's 30 days. We currently are at June 5th, right? No. Is that right? Yes, June 5th. So we have 25 days left in the creative cycle. So what are you going to create in those 25 days? For the rest of this life? For the rest of this millennium? What do you want to create? That's the question. And since we're still in this wonderful, juicy energy of that portal yesterday of heaven on earth with new beginnings, spend a little time tonight. It's so beautiful as the light is out longer and we have this, you know, kind of our summer evenings to play with and beautiful sunsets. Let the day stretch out a little bit more and just expand into it. And let yourself dream a little bit. Let yourself daydream and say, what if? I think the lottery uses that line, what if? And then you can add the other one, and why not me, right? So I wish you all a wonderful next 25 days of creation. And let's align for all of those who want to create a higher version of themselves in those next 25 days and a higher version of light for the world. Let's align all of our energy with each other so that that creation, that focus of energy, is empowered and fueled and nurtured and expanded by each of us. Almost as if we're putting all of our seeds into the center and get blessings from all of those who would want the same thing. So, Solazar, that's kind of what I had to share with our Go With The Flow for the moment. Do you have any ideas or thoughts on those?
Yeah, a couple of points that I do want to make is, one, you mentioned Illuminata, and you actually meant Illuminata, the bookstore in Monterey, when you were talking about the oils. You said Illuminata. And the other point that I want to make is based on your statement that this is the first show where we're doing the month. Actually, you're doing the month. Good Vibrations Radio will be every Monday. So I won't be doing the month. You did the month. So I'll be doing astrology every week. For that, I wanted to talk about the Find Your Tribe piece. I think the Find Your Tribe piece also is a critical element. And here's how I mean that. Very often when people are finding their tribe, they're just looking for people who think like them. And I believe it's important for all of us to recognize we're all one tribe. We're all one tribe of the human race. We don't always agree with people. And we don't have to force ourselves to, for instance, if you're not a white supremacist, we're not forcing you to go to white supremacist meetings or to hang around with that type of thinking that you may find negative or against your belief system. But when we're finding tribes, sometimes we get stuck in a pattern and routine of only finding people who think like us. Therefore, we don't grow. we need exposure to more than just what our tribe thinks in order for us to truly grow. And we see that in today's political environment. We see that in the polarization where people are only exploring information that already matches their worldview. So I believe, go ahead, Kira, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's a great observation. And when you said it, I'm sitting here chuckling because it was like, oh, wow, I didn't mean for it to go that direction, that it was not what my intention was. You know, it's that the English language is not precise. But I was thinking it from the perspective of if you, let's say you have this amazing passion for figuring out how to transform part of the world to do more with green building. Well, if in this millennium you align yourself with other people who have a similar passion, there's all kinds of extra ideas and innovation that gets fueled out of that interaction with people who have that same passion, who go after, let's do something better in this area, than trying to do everything by yourself or going into a hermit space.
That's fine.
What I was kind of leaning toward, but I love what you shared with it because I agree exactly with what you're saying.
I'm not saying it specifically for you. I'm really saying it for the listeners to recognize that when the phrase comes, is evolved from the idea of a tribe. And what did a tribe have in common? They lived in the same area. They had all had functions that supported the tribe. That doesn't mean they all thought the same. So it doesn't mean they all did the same things. So I think it's important that when we're finding our tribe, what we're really finding is people we're comfortable with, people we enjoy being with, people who express ideas, whether they agree with ours or not, but we're not restricting ourselves to one way of thinking or one way of doing. It's very important. And I want to also go on to the astrology because there is so much going on in the next week. There were things that happened on June 1st, which is last week. We had Venus in Aries trining Saturn in Sagittarius. So that automatically forced a more realistic approach to relationships with others. And then on Saturday, we had, and it was important that people were once again, relationships are a big thing this year, and they're also big in the sense of being true about them and truthful to yourself about them. On Saturday, Venus in Aries had a conjunction with Uranus, also in Aries. So this was kind of bringing the Kinks back, and I don't mean the British rock group of the 60s. It's about the Kinks of boredom. This was an unexpected relationship day because many relationships are built on sandy soil. They're not rock solid in terms of what their real foundation is. And it was a good opportunity over the weekend. You may have met new people, unusual people. But it was important also that people don't start going overboard on one side or the other of their relationships. Because this involved Uranus, Uranus governs, change and revolution. So Uranus is determined to keep you guessing on what's going on in relationships. So if you don't have a relationship in your life, it might keep you guessing about having one. If you are in one, it might keep you guessing about it. You might be questioning your friends, your family, and everything else. It's just the natural change that we said from a couple of weeks ago. It is important for everyone to determine what's important, really important for them in their own relationship, and are they a projection of it, or are they trying to fill some perceived hole in themselves, which means it ain't going to work. Yesterday, Mars entered Cancer, and so this is not a good matchup at all because it's our planet of drive, energy, and initiative, of fire, landing deep in the pouting, simmering emotions of watery Cancer. Not good, not a good place for Mars to be whatsoever. Mars likes to take bold steps. It's not Cancer's way. And it's going to stay this way for 6 weeks. So Cancer likes to go within, then assess everyone's emotional temperature. And then finally, it will either come out of the shell or go back and run away. But this is going to be a confusing time for everyone. Everyone's going to be overly sensitive and reactive. So since there's 6 weeks of Mars drowning in Cancer, you have to figure out how to speak at least some of your truth without that Cancer cloud of holding back and being unwilling to put forth until they're certain how the reception will be. Drama is back. Cancer says, hold it in. Mars says, get it out. There's going to be a lot of push-pull and passive-aggressive behavior from people around you and from you yourself. You're going to find yourself going through that. During this transit, Cancer has the upper hand over Mars. So there is going to be some suppression of speaking your truth. It's going to actually keep you from moving forward in areas that may be healthy for your life. It's going to slow down that progress, in some cases to zero progress. It's important to try to override the pull of the Cancerian crab during this transit. It's best to learn to talk things through, work up your nerve, have the conversation, and move in a direction, almost any direction, so you don't stay frozen in place. This will be with us till July 20th when Mars will enter Leo. So it's just going to be a confusing time for the next 6 weeks. Tomorrow, Venus will enter Taurus at 12:27 a.m. Pacific time. So now that we've doused the fire of Mars into the water of Cancer, we have the planet of love and harmony entering the self-nurturing domain of Taurus. Now, it's a good sign for Venus, but it's not necessarily good for external expressions of love. It's more about the pampering of self and sometimes the pampering of others. As long as the pampering doesn't ignore the other people in your life. So Taurus is set in her ways. She loves people, ideas. She loves having fun. So this snuggle up between Venus and Taurus will create less drama in relationships than we've been experiencing with some of the other transits. It will be a time for settling. Now, since Taurus doesn't like to be totally outwardly expressive, when she is outwardly expressive, she's often over the top. So she goes from not being to suddenly being so much. It's almost a bipolar moment. So you have to find the balance between your BS of the greatest, the best, the most, and the real truth. So Taurus is an exceptionally jealous sign, almost as equal as Cancer, but more expressive. So you have to watch out for desiring what isn't yours, and on the reverse of that coin, believing everyone is after yours. So there's that jealous, there's that possessiveness of Taurus. And with Mars in Cancer, it's going to kind of fuel those emotional feelings as well. Be cautiously indulgent with yourself and those you love. Mind your manners. Respect their people's space and boundaries. And if you don't moderate during this transit, which starts tomorrow, the bull will turn on you instead of playing well with others. So play nice. Temper, control, manage. And as Michael Chase said, before you speak, say to yourself, am I being kind? Tomorrow also, Mercury enters Gemini at 3:15 p.m. So as you become more kind of possessive in your relationships, your mind and mouth will enter Gemini, the sign of the twins. Now, the twins are Castor and Pollux, and they're two sides of the same personality. So you're going to find yourself and those around you, excuse me, talking out of both sides of your mouth. It's inevitable. It will happen. So you couple this transit once again with that Mars in Cancer is a big, big influence on all of us. And you're going to find your communication taking a confusing push-pull passive-aggressive turn. So the good part is Mercury rules Gemini. It will thrive in being at home. which means you will also find yourself talking more when silence would be far more appropriate. So am I being kind? Try to enjoy the energy of the transit. Avoid overspeaking and just aim for balance. Going forward with what Kira said about the month of June, aim for balance in your speaking, your thinking. As your emotions come up and you feel some of those push pulls, aim for balance. Just know it will shift again tomorrow. Give yourself time before you act. Kira mentioned the full moon. It's on June 9th. It's in Sagittarius. Now, Sagittarius is a very forward and positive thinking sign. And a full moon, of course, is about manifesting desires. And you couple that with the energy of Sagittarius, this pushes us to take action, especially socially. As Kira said, get out wherever you are. Socially, it's a good time to go out and engage in activities outside of your home, or going back to the conversation even about tribe, engage in activities outside of your normal or usual activities. Try something different. You don't have to invest the whole month in it. But under this full moon, it's a good time to just try something different. You may find yourself thinking more philosophically about all the aspects of your life, especially those areas you normally take for granted. Does it still have meaning? Can it be released? A lot of those messages we've been sharing with you all year. And you may even make an effort to repair something you broke long ago. Sagittarius looks at the big picture, and he wants to remove the rocks from your path, which means he's willing to compromise on some of those little stones, because those little stones really aren't in the way. They're just details that others may think are important, but if they're not important enough to block your path, he'll ignore them. So keep that in mind. You may find yourself having been working on something, and you can't move that stone, and you suddenly recognize the stone can stay right where it is because you're stepping over it. It's still a full moon, which means it's going to be an emotional day on the night. You or others may feel unappreciated or underappreciated. Both are going to be going on. In both cases, it comes back to the same thing. You show yourself the appreciation you deserve, and you show others the appreciation they deserve. Do not be looking for appreciation from outside of yourself. As long as you always appreciate yourself, you'll always have all the appreciation you require. This is a good time to set right any family issues that need to be resolved. Think before you speak. Pay attention to your words, actions, and deeds. And then also on the ninth, Jupiter will go direct in Libra. Now, you may have forgotten, but on February 5th, 10:52 p.m. Pacific, Jupiter went retrograde. And on the ninth, it's going to move direct into Libra. If you did the work, this will be a good transit. You see, Jupiter wants us to move forward with good luck and a good outcome between now and September. But we can only do that if during the retrograde we identified what was the important elements for us, where we really wanted to go, what we needed to attract, what we needed to release. Possibilities can include everything, you know, money, promotions, advancements, spiritual aspirations, higher education, traveling, winning the lottery, all types of things. But did you do the work? If you didn't prepare the ground, Kira was talking about the ground and how it's ready to receive. If you didn't prepare the ground of your garden, then Jupiter's not going to bring you the luck of the fertility of the growth of the crop. It's not going to do anything bad to you. You just won't see the big results. So this is going to be positive time for everyone. It's going to be release of a lot of pressure for everyone once it makes this direct move. And many of you who have done the inner work will find yourself rushing forward very quickly. in those areas where you've been looking for progress in your life before now, you know, for quite a while. So those are the issues, Kira, that I have to add into what you shared about the month so far. And if you have, did you have any comments or?
Astrological things, because for some reason the phone cut out.
Yeah, start over because I didn't have you off mute. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I missed a little bit of the astrological things because the phone cut out, but it sounds like there's a tremendous amount going on that is pushing people to go inside again. And I think that's still very important in a 1 year of it all starts with ourselves. It all starts back with, are we choosing to be in union or separation? So if we go into separation, then things like you were talking about with Taurus, of kicking up jealousy and things like that, it's coming from that imbalance of seeing ourselves in separation, seeing of this is mine and that is yours, and getting into almost the Gollum thing in Lord of the Rings of my precious, mine, mine, mine. You know, and there's a competitivism and an us versus them thing, all those things that drive the polarization. So if we can use these influences to say, okay, I go inside, and like you said, it starts with the love and respect we're showing for ourselves.
Right. Now, I want to clarify something in case I misrepresented it. Jupiter is certainly coming out of a retrograde, and it required us to go within. And we still have, of course, Saturn, and we still have Pluto that are in retrograde. But what I was really saying is that it requires us to go within, to, like you were saying, to make all of those decisions and choices, to be clear about ourselves. However, I do want to say, if somebody doesn't, if they become jealous, if they become possessive, if they, you know, become reactive, it's okay. Recognize it and say, why did I do that? What's behind that? What's underneath that? Work on that, but don't say, okay, I just blew it either. Because all of us are on the path of becoming. None of us are on the path of arriving. So it was only the only real retrograde I discussed, though, was the Jupiter one. And that required us from the 6th of February coming forward to the 9th for us to be working inside, to be clear on what it was that we really wanted to create in our life. And that was a complete internal issue. So I wanted to make sure I didn't misrepresent that. Does that make sense, sir?
Yes, that makes complete sense.
Okay. All right. So any additional thoughts that you want to share before we close out?
Let's see, there's a couple of events coming up this month that people might want to be aware of. So
I'd rather not touch on all those right now unless they're this week. If it's this week, touch on it. But I will get to the Circle of Light thing later, but not this week.
Okay.
And the Circle of Light is on the website. The quarterly preview is on the website. And there's one other event that is on the website, so they're all there. But so that was it. So I want to thank everyone for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. I'll be back next week with Dr. Arne Bunsen. Speaking of listening, interpersonal communication skills, and with a lot of these aspects we've been talking about, it would be excellent for people to tap in and get connected with a lot of that and learn how to better express themselves in their interpersonal communications. Good Vibrations Radio will only be heard on Mondays from now on, and that is Monday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. The podcast can be downloaded. They can be heard online or downloaded You can also subscribe to them through iTunes. So make your choice. Visit goodvibrationsradio.com to get more information or to even sign up for that email list. So I want to thank you once again for listening. Appreciate all of you taking your time to tune in, to listen, to share your energy with us. And between now and next week, remember, take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Many blessings. Namaste. Oh, yeah.